Let's start with McDonald's, Jeffrey. You say in your latest column in Fortune, I think today, you actually say it's disappointing that McDonald's has chosen to remain in Russia. Why do you feel that way, in particular because if they were to pull out, obviously thousands of jobs would be lost by Russians who conceivably are not responsible for the actions of the autocrat who's running things there?
You hear that same explanation by many responsible employers, Western employers, but employers from all around the world. And that's not the right answer. That's not the primary concern. You see this unconvincing statement that Tom Friedman had years ago saying that in the New York Times, that no two countries with a McDonald's have ever had a war with each other. Well, of course, the meltdown of Yugoslavia and places all throughout Africa, we saw that was just absolutely not true. The spirit of that, though, was that Western business would somehow have this effect to bring peace to the world between neighboring nations. That's just not true. And McDonald's is the perfect illustration. You got a few hundred of them in Ukraine that, of course, have been shut down. McDonald's shut them down in Ukraine and didn't shut them down in Russia. That's amazing. And unlike the other casual dining restaurants, as you pointed out, David, they have the ownership. They direct ownership of 85% of those restaurants. So they could do it. Employment, the idea of these sanctions is to put pain onto the economy. We're not trying to figure out how to advance the Russian economy right now. It is for the general population to feel enough distress that the economy fails and the government fails. That's the point of these sanctions and the point of these goes.
Well, would you not agree, though, that those companies that have a much more significant presence on the ground in Russia have a more difficult decision to make? Or you simply think across the board, that's it, you got to get out? And if so, why?
I've been hearing that as you have too, since the war broke out, and we've already seen the number of companies triple since Thursday. And as the article I have out in Fortune right now, I had to keep revising it because of the numbers of companies that realized that as they look at the trade-offs here, it's significant. You have more than 75% of the population, almost 80% of the population, according to Morning Consult's overnight studies, tell us that they support these sanctions and support the embargoes. And that doesn't break out by Democrats or Republicans. They're identical in independents. There's nothing that unifies this nation so much. The blowback from employees is significant, from consumers in the West. But also what matters is that this is the whole idea of these kind of sanctions, these economic blockades. And that's what worked in South Africa. When 200 companies pulled out in South Africa in the late 1980s, it made a difference, and that was working hand in hand with government sanctions. The government sanctions alone weren't enough. But when Nicolae Ceaușescu steps down in Romania, or when the leader of East Germany, Honecker, stepped down, it was because the economy failed, and that's also what happened previously in Russia. That's what leads to a change of leadership. Is right now Putin is anchored in fear and coercion. As that crumbles, then he becomes vulnerable because there's no other exit here. Mm-hmm. So the loyalty of employers to their workers is honorable. But on the list of the hierarchy of responsibilities, that's not number one, number two, number 10, or number 20. They need to focus right now on the peace in the world. And they're protecting those employees from not suffering violence right now. Suffering some economic distress is a lot better than being bombed.